This is the Heal My Legacy podcast with JDJ. We are having conversations for parents who want to reclaim and heal the energetic legacy they leave their children. Because this is how you shift from causing scars to creating blessings. So you, your children, and future generations can really thrive. This is day two of using energy to reclaim your peace. We are going to continue what we started on day one. So hopefully you had a little bit of time. You remembered to do some grounding during your day yesterday, and you are remembering to focus on your body. One of the things that we talked about yesterday was to focus on the breath and to bring your awareness to your body. That's one of the ways that we really can understand grounding, is to bring our awareness to the body. Today, I want to talk about one of the things that happens when we bring our awareness to the body and why some people give up on grounding. When we bring our awareness to our body, we actually start feeling more acutely everything that's going on in our body, and that it causes us to not feel very good. Your anxiety may ramp up. You may start feeling a little bit more nervous. And that's because that anxiety was already there, but you just weren't paying attention to it. What grounding, or when we start to ground, one of the things that it does, it we bring our awareness back into the body and we start sensing all of that stuff in our body, which is one of the reasons why a lot of us just do our grounding with our heads. When we are just in our heads, when we're just thinking, when we're just visualizing, and when we don't move into our body, then our grounding is not as effective. So we really need to move into our body and become aware of what's happening. Again, if you found that, well, you do, it just makes you feel worse. You don't actually feel better. One of the things that you need to do is this next thing that I'm going to be talking about. When you are taking that breath, when you're moving your awareness into your body, the fact that you're feeling that energy or you're feeling the anxiety ramp up is because you're not open to releasing that energy that's been pent up in your body. So that's one of the things that's going to be very important, is that you move that energy. So don't just feel it in your body, but we have conscious control of what we do with that energy, or what happens with that energy. So one of the things that grounding does is it makes us start getting the skill and understanding that we can control the different energies in our body. And there's different techniques to do that. Grounding is one of those techniques. It's one of the most powerful. It's one of the most impactful. And it's one of the first ones that you really need to start getting the skill, so that then you can build other skills on top of that. We don't want to ramp up our energy if it's already activated, if we're already feeling, whether it's fear or anxiety or anger, whatever it is that we start to feel when we focus in on our body. Maybe it's sadness or grief that we haven't processed. So what we need to make sure that we do is that we start moving that energy. And we can move that energy with our mind. Here is where our mind starts becoming very powerful and very helpful, is that now we can feel the energy and feel it wherever it is that you feel it. You may feel heaviness in your head, or you may start feeling a headache, or you feel tightness in your shoulders, or you start to feel the anxiety in your chest, or maybe anxiety in your belly. So wherever it is that you feel that energy, what you're going to do is you're going to ground it, that energy. And that's part of the why we call it grounding, is you're going to move that energy into the earth. And you're going to imagine yourself moving that energy into the earth. So however you imagine it is fine. You can do a sweeping motion with your hands. You can imagine it as a ball and then move that ball into the earth. That is going to be very important, again, that you move that energy through your body. Move it all the way into the earth, beyond your feet. If you're standing, move it beyond your feet into the earth. That's what I want you to practice today. So even if all you do is take 5 minutes to focus on your breath, bring your awareness to your body, notice anything that's happening in your body, and then move that into the earth. And then continue moving it into the earth, continue moving it into the earth. And I want you to practice that today. So try to practice it in the morning and try to practice it in the evening. Even if you're just like standing in line at the grocery store, or you're in your car waiting at the drive-thru, or you can imagine doing this. So you can bring back your awareness to your breath, take a few deep breaths, feel as the breath moves in and out. Start noticing what is happening in your body. What are you starting to feel in your body? And then move that energy using either your hands or using visualization, whatever works for you, and imagine it going into the earth. That doesn't necessarily need to take a long time. The more that you do that, the more that the energy in your body is going to start clearing up. One of the reasons why, if we haven't done this practice for a long time, it feels very uncomfortable is because we have all of this pent up energy. So you may have anger, and you may have sadness, and you may have anxiety, and you may have worry, and you may have all of these different things that you haven't processed. So they've been accumulating and accumulating in our bodies. That is one of the things that really impacts our peace and our sense of well-being and our sense of having the power to face any challenges that we are faced throughout the day. When we then come upon events like the holidays, when we're going to be stretched even more thin because of all the things that we have to do, the expectations, the old conflicts and old arguments that you had with family when you get together. So we start actually worrying about all that stuff happening again. We start worrying about all the stuff that we're going to have to do. We start worrying about how we're going to do it. Or even if it's positive things that we want to do, like we want to create good memories for our children and for our family, that's still more pressure on us. Again, if there's already pressure built up because we haven't been processing, then it's added to what's already there. So you want to make sure that you are grounding and that you are doing this particular strategy. Do it twice a day. And even if it's just for a few minutes, if you can't do the entire 5 minutes, start where you are. Start where you can. Put some reminders on your phone to remind you to ground. And try it out and see what questions you have, what comes up, what particular issues are coming up for you. I can start answering those questions and giving you different techniques, or explaining why that's happening and then giving you a way to understand what is happening and then how you can deal with that. So thank you so much for joining me today, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening. Make sure to subscribe and leave us a review. Find us at soulslegacy.com. I want to acknowledge and honor your commitment to your own healing as a gift to the future. Until next time.